In ISKCON or Gaudiya Math, there are many sannyasis who have fallen down from their position. What happens to the disciple in this case? Are there any shastric injunction in this matter? Many sannyasis have done. What happened to the disciple? Well, if the that is that, I forgot in Sanskrit how you call the sheep nyaya. I forgot in Sanskrit how you call it, that one sheep follows another sheep. And if leading sheep falls in the ditch, other sheep thinks, oh, yes, we should follow, very good, and everybody falls in the ditch. No, why should not be blind like a sheep? If Guru falls down, then why should I fall down? I should continue following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. So Guru is Guru, then he teaches what Srila Prabhupada tells us. When Guru stops following what Srila Prabhupada tells us, we offer pranam and keep distance from the Guru. We don't take his instruction. But we should not also immediately criticize, but we should not be blind followers also. So we offer pranam but keep distance. We don't take instruction from Guru who is not following four principles. And shastric reference, if I remember correctly, is in Mahabharata shloka where in Mahabharata there is a shloka when if Guru does not follow the principle, one should reject him and find another Guru. I heard Gaur Govinda Maharaj once quoted Jiva Goswami saying that if Guru falls down, one should take guidance from another guru within the same family, within same parampara. So absolutely shiksha is required. We can ask Guru Maharaj whether diksha is also required to take renunciation, but definitely, absolutely shiksha, guidance from senior devotee, that is required. Without this, nobody can advance in spiritual life. So once you take guidance from a senior devotee, again you are serving. Disciple's position is same as much as he follows whatever Srila Prabhupada told, whatever he learned from a guru. Following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada in Guru Parampara, disciple is safe. And we can see, I asked once Devarshi Prabhu, who is, he was initiated by Bhagavan, and then he was initiated by, I think, two or three gurus. Two gurus left. Yes. I don't know who is the second guru, maybe Jagadish Goswami. And then the third one, now he has a third guru. I think he took diksha from Giriraj Maharaj. And I asked him, that how did you survive that shock of guru left? And he said, I was reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So I was not surprised that Srila Prabhupada said, even if guru, if he doesn't follow, he will fall down. Even from Bhava level. Who was that? Bharat Maharaj. He was, as I said, that he was on Bhava level and he was get attached to the deer. So he broke the rule of renounce order. Too much attachment for the material subjects. So if guru falls down, this doesn't, we should not lose faith in Shastra. We should get more faith in Shastra in one way, because this is exactly what Shastra said. This is happening. If you don't follow, you fell down. Even if you are a big guru. This is what Prabhupada says. So we understand Prabhupada's books are true. But of course, it's not the inspiration. If Sarsan from, we expect to be elevated, situated in elevated platform, he falls down. That definitely is not inspiring. But still, we should understand. The material world is like this. The Maya is always there. So this will give us, we should more strictly follow, more clearly understand, more dedicated. We should not play with Maya, we should not challenge the Maya. Even Guru falls down, then what about me? I should be humble and fully dedicated even more to take shelter. So we should see like that. So what happens to disciple? If a disciple follows the instruction of Guru Parampara and Srila Prabhupada, he is well situated, but he should definitely take shiksha from the senior devotee. Absolutely needed. Satsanga and senior association. Usually when we say satsanga means that we are taking association from senior devotee. should not misunderstand satsanga. Yes, I should give association to others. But yes, but you should also take. That's the principle, no? We take from senior, we associate friendly with equal, and we give to the junior guys. So this is the... Is there any Shastra injunction? We told about the shloka from Mahabharata. And see in Srila Prabhupada's books. That's it. Okay, anybody want to say on this question something? Yes, Prabhupada.
Sometimes it happens that one devotee has taken Shisha from a guru.
Right.
It happens to be that because of he was very new and he was just immediately called by his Shadu Lopi. Afterwards, he is not able to surrender to that guru.
Right.
While he is attracted by the instruction of some other guru.
Right.
So in this case, what should be done?
The shiksha is followed. In the case that the person takes diksha from one guru and he finds inspiration in another guru, it's his shiksha guru, he can follow shiksha guru, there is no contradiction. Should not be offensive and disrespectful, but if he follows the shiksha guru, that's the way how he follows instruction from diksha guru, because the instructions are the same, surrender to Krishna. So, no wonder this happens, because I already in first question we told, no, that we come very young and new, but it's very difficult for us to understand who is the guru, and choosing guru for our life to serve and life after life, so that happens. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is example of Diksha Guru Bipin Bihari, but then he followed his Shiksha Guru, Jagannath Das, Babaji. So you can see in Parampara, Shiksha Parampara, not Diksha Parampara, it's Shiksha Parampara. So Shiksha is substance, Shiksha is essential. So that's okay, if you follow. But of course, respectful, one should always be respectful. There was an example in history also, Dukhi Krishna Das, sent by Hridayananda Goswami to Jiva Goswami to study under him. So then he got, by devotion, service revelation of Srimati Radharani giving him name and tilak. So the devotees, Hridayananda Maharaj, Goswami and other devotees from Bengal, they objected, oh, Jiva Goswami reinitiated my disciple, it's not good. He sent him to learn and study. But he was upset when the name was changed and tilak was changed. And then after it's shown that actually that is given by Srimati Radharani, so it was accepted. So even previously, one guru will send his shishas, disciples, to study under different diksha gurus, like different shiksha gurus, study philosophy, shastra. And we are also in ISKCON hearing from Gopi Parandana Prabhu, from Suhotra Maharaj, from Bhaktivedya Puna Maharaj. We are hearing from different personalities, lecture from Dhanavir Maharaj, Advaita Maharaj, no? So we are taking shiksha all the time. So that's nice, that is satsanga, that should be there. One of the disciples of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, Tirthasayana Prabhu, asked his guru, can I go to India? And Krishna Kshetra Prabhu was a little worried. I'll be in Bhakti Vikash Maharaj traveling Sankirtan party. Then is okay. That is very good. You don't go alone and roam around India. You take shelter of senior devotee who is engaged in preaching and you are saved. Take association from my senior good brothers. So this is the deal, this is the mood, this is the relationship in ISKCON. You know, that guru will be happy if his disciple takes instruction from others, senior good brothers, his own good brothers, his own, which are all gurus to us. God brother of our guru is our guru. That is wrong in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that type of relationships are healthy. Now that my guru is better than your guru, this is all kanishtha, that's all very new. But of course, we have to see that guru is guru. Means that he really teaches what Prabhupada says and that he follows what Prabhupada says. And if he is not, then offer pranam and keep distance. We should not be blind followers. Famous example when neophyte devotees start cooking chicken in deity kitchen. for 1 month, they did not inform Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was very angry when he heard that. He said, why did you not inform me immediately? Srila Prabhupada, they are senior devotees. Temple president, wife was cooking. Are you reading my books? That was the reply. So we should not be blind followers. All gurus are same, all gurus are one. Yes, but we see also that happens, unfortunately, in the past, the gurus start deviating. So we should see that. We should not take sentimentally. If guru, you know, change the method of preaching, change the substance in the name of changing details, you know, if he starts preaching not Shuddha Bhakti anymore, but something compromised, and if he starts breaking principles, you know, then we should not say, oh, you don't know, you do not know, difficult to understand activities of pure devotee. We should see whether this follower is Prabhupada's or not. So one should not be blind follower, and one should not be that cynic person if I have to scan all gurus and criticize everyone and think, you know, I know better than all the gurus, and this is one like this, and this is one like that. And then where is the Pranipata? Tadvidhi Pranipata, and submissively approach the guru. Where is that? That's the qualification. If you are standing under, then you can receive the knowledge if you are humble. No? But if you are just challenging, you are scanning every guru, every guru is like that, then you won't learn anything. No? Because unless you respect person and appreciate him, you will think, what I'm going to learn from this fellow? No? But oh yes, this is advanced devotee, so dedicated in Prabhupada services, nice qualities, let me serve, let me understand, let me hear instruction. You must appreciate person to learn from him. So you must be qualified to receive the knowledge also. So one should see through the eyes of Shastra, be respectful, and one should not instruct senior devotees and gurus what to do and how to do, but they should, if anything wrong you see in senior devotee, you should complain, you should explain this to another senior god brother of such a person, who will deal with the matter. Not that you as a junior start criticizing and discussing, because you should see through the Srila Prabhupada's books, through his teaching, there's something strange, I cannot understand, please can you explain. Then the senior devotees will deal with the issue, and we remain respectful. Because if we start questioning one person and question another person, the tendency to hear is lost. That submission, that attitude will be lost. So we won't be hearing, we'll be just questioning and challenging and challenging and challenging, and ultimately we will realize, only I know the truth. And we'll leave association in devotees and our bhakti as a bijan dryer. We have to be careful how to deal with this issue.